At 10:58, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11 p.m., according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, because why wouldn't we want to do that to you right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank? Coming up in around about, a minute, it will be time for the radio obituaries. That's right, it's an all-radio obituary show tonight. It will all be that time each week that we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. I got on a roll last night. I wasn't planning on doing it, but started the research phase, as I always do, and all of a sudden, I looked up, and I said, whew, I guess I should just do a whole show, because I wasn't even done with the list, and I already had plenty more than I can even fit into tonight's two-hour program. So that is tonight's plan. Bonus for me, though, is that it will keep me from falling too far behind, as next week I'm going to be leaving you in the capable hands of DJ Ryan D. He's going to be filling in for us here at Bubbles in the Think Tank next week. So be excited and happy about that. He's totally, totally psyched to be here with you, the listener. He loves hanging out with you over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, as I do as well. It's really the place to be. So let us begin the radio obituaries tonight. As I have already told you, it's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. Sure, we're going to go ahead and remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. We're also going to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com. And we're going to get right into this business, because there's plenty of business to be had, as we start with the initial radio obituary for Peter Mars Cowling, the English bass guitarist best known for his work with Canadian blues rock guitarist Pat Travers. before starting to play with Pat in 1975. He played in British groups including Gindrolog, G-N-I-D-R-O-L-O-G, and the Flying Hat Band. Once he started working with Pat Travers, with whom he worked well into the 80s, left, went back into the 90s, you know, longtime friends. He did perform on Pat Travers' best-known single, Boom Boom, Out Go the Lights, which we will not be hearing here tonight. Peter Marscalling just passed away at 72. It was a tough one for me. I freely admit it. I really, really do. But I did manage to find something that was very bubbles in the think tanky, and I thought I'd start with it because, you know, well, I forgot that it wasn't a classic rock mine week, but had it been, I thought it would be the best way to keep Mike's listeners going into tonight's program as we start the initial radio obituary for Peter Marscalling right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop riding that hot rod Lincoln. Hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace. That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body make it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and you use them all. It's got overdrive, it just won't stop. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust and 411 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good and the tires fair. I pulled out of St. Pedro late one night when the moon and stars were shining bright. Driving up a grapevine hill, passing cars like they were setting still. All of a sudden, in the wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passes by. Said, look out, boys, there's a mark for me. By then, the taillights was all you could see. Yeah. Well, the boys all ribbed me about being behind, so I thought I'd let the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shook her on down and over. I wound her up to 110. My speedometer said that I hit top. Then my foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is and there ain't no more. Well, the boys all thought I'd lost my sense, and the telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, lines on the road just look like dots. Hey, I took a corner, sideswiped the truck, so I crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post. The guy beside me was white as a ghost. Out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him, thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. Hey, flames was coming from off of the tires. Good feel the tension, man, what a ride. Said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. That caddy pulled over and let us by. Well, all of a sudden she starts sending knocking, and down in the dip she starts to rocking. Looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they threw me in jail, and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop riding out hot rod Lincoln, yeah.
You know, this episode tonight of Bubbles in the Think Tank is going to be all over the place, so you better just be ready for that. You better. Post-initial radio obituary is for Audrey Morris, the American singer and pianist who specialized in jazz ballads. Starting in 1955 when she sang with Charlie Spivak, went on to perform with Claude Thornhill in the NBC television show Moonlight in Vermont. Her first album was also in 55 on a small RCA sub-label, Label X. After she did a few albums, went on to Bethlehem Records, Warner Brothers. She went back to Chicago where she was the leader of a trio at London House, a jazz piano club that also had such stars as George Shearing and Oscar Peterson. Audrey Morris just passed away at 89. She's our post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I've written you a song, a beautiful routine. I hope you like it. My technique can't be wrong. I learned it from the screen. I hope you like it. I studied all the rhymes that all the lovers sing. Then just for you, I wrote this little thing. Blah, 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 moon. Blah, 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 above. Blah, 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 croon. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, merry month of May. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, 'neath the clouds of gray. Blah-blah-blah, your blah, 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 care. Blah, 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 skies. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, cottage for two. Blah, 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 baby.
You're the fly in my ointment. You're the frog in my throat. You're the weed in my garden. You're the leak in my boat. You're the bats in my belfry. You're the pebble in my shoe. You're the bull in my china shop. You're the mouse in my stew. You're the knock in my engine. You're the rest in my gear. You're the ache in my tummy. You're the pain in my, the hurricane in my super sensitive heart, dear. Still I love you, I know. And the reason is merely because you irritate me so. You fascinate me, you devastate me, because baby, you irritate me so. So you fascinate me.
The next radio obituary is for country music journalist, publicist, and songwriter Hazel Smith. She's credited with coining the term outlaw country back in the 70s. She also worked as a publicist for Kinky Friedman and also as the host of the CMT series Southern Fried Flicks. Hazel Smith just passed away at 83. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And the whole USA.
Thank God for Kentucky, the land of my birth. Kentucky to me is the sweetest place on earth. Where mother and daddy sleep beneath the plain. Thank God for Kentucky and the whole USA. And the whole USA.
Thank God for Kentucky, the land of my birth. Kentucky to me is the sweetest place on earth. Where mother and daddy sleep beneath the plain. Thank God for Kentucky and the whole USA.
We are making some time. The cleanup radio obituary is for Jacques Ischlong, the French pop singer who rose to prominence in the early 1970s. Many of his early songs were effectively blacklisted from French radio because of his controversial left-wing political beliefs and his association with socialist groups. His entertainment career started when he was 14 when he left school to work as a stunt double. But when he was working in various roles in the movies, he was taught to play guitar by Henri Crolla, the French-Italian jazz guitarist and film composer. And I think that's it. Jacques Ischlong just passed away at 77. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Je ne connais qu'une fille qui se nomme Mona Lisa Claxon. Elle vit dans une île entourée de crocodiles et de fantômes. Noire comme l'ébène, souveraine, elle joue du trombone. Personne ne m'appelle aussi quand le téléphone sonne. Je sais que c'est Mona Lisa Claxon. Allô, ça va? Oh, Mona Lisa Claxon. Comme ça. Mona Lisa Claxon. Et toi? Oh Mona Lisa klaxonne, je n'en peux plus. Danse, danse, remue pour moi au téléphone. Les soirs où Mona Lisa klaxonne a le cafard, elle s'enferme dans la cuisine avec son grand léopard. Tandis qu'elle entre en transe tout en lui mordillant les chines. De la jungle en démence monte cette incantation divine, divine. Mona Lisa klaxonne, joue du trombone. Mona Lisa klaxonne, Mona Lisa klaxonne, trombone. Mona Lisa klaxonne, je n'en peux plus, je suis fou, fou, fou de toi, de la danse, de tes pas. Oh Mona Lisa klaxonne, oh Mona Lisa klaxonne.
Derrière elle surgit le célèbre King Kong. Il a la bave aux lèvres et la banane comme un canon. Dans les yeux fous du monstre basse une étrange lueur. Esclave de la danse, Mona ne l'a pas senti venir. Il va pour se le saisir. Oh, Mona Lisa klaxonne, tel ton trombone. Oh, Mona Lisa klaxonne, ne coupez pas.
Obituary for Peggy Platt, the comic star of Seattle stages and occasionally some screens. On stage, she was a tough sketch comedy actor and stand-up comedian who performed in the legendary holiday survival game show and Ham for the Holidays. Also performed with Lisa Koch in the comedy duo Dos Fallopia. Her national marquee moment was in the 1987 film Harry and the Hendersons, where she played a deadpan librarian having an exchange with John Lithgow. Peggy Platt just passed away at 58. I was lucky enough to get to host her once back in the 80s in Cincinnati when she was on her way. She was playing some gigs on her way to the Women's Festival in Michigan. She was hilarious. So, it's now time for the radio obituary for Peggy Platt right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Definition: mutual orgasm.
My husband and I just choose not to have it. We have always been with Allstate. We think it's a good company. Oh, those mutual of orgasm people, we don't like them. Their show is way too violent. Wild Kingdom with Marlon Perkins. He and Jim are always wrestling those animals to the ground. We just believe we're in good hands with that other company. This next song will make you feel all warm and nostalgic. It's a camp song. Well, it used to be a camp song, but Lisa's totally rewritten it, so now it's a camp song. Get it? Camp. Okay, I'll just stop.
We wear Birkenstocks, lesbian. We drive pickup trucks, lesbian. We've all got an aunt who's a lesbian. Oh yes, lesbian. Brings back a flood of memories, doesn't it?
Oh yeah.
We don't eat red meat except some of the time. Lesbian. We like pocket knives.
Lesbian.
We don't tip real well. Ooh.
Lesbian. Oh yes, lesbian.
Okay, now here's a special verse for all the non-lesbians out there.
That's me.
That's right, even you men. Here we go. We wish we could be lesbians.
We wish we could be lesbians.
We join a softball team.
We join a softball team. Lesbians.
But we're not tough enough.
But we're not tough enough to be lesbians.
Now for the radio obituary for Rim Banna, the Palestinian singer, composer, arranger, and activist. She was best known for her modern interpretations of traditional Palestinian songs and poetry. She first achieved popularity in the early 90s, after recording her own versions of traditional Palestinian children's songs that were on the verge of being forgotten. Rim Banna just passed away at 51. It's the radio obituary just for her right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sunday.
Show's really trucking. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're in the throes of an all radio obituary episode. Those are always a challenge for everyone involved. Let's just say that. No, I don't think you all are that challenged by it. You're a very astute listenership. You can take it. You see the love and the humor that goes into the process, and you appreciate it all. And I dig that about you. I really do. I feel like I ought to be doing a public service announcement, but I already wrapped up the one for this hour, so I think I'm going to take just a moment to talk about the process of the radio obituaries. Not a long moment, just a moment. But every week, usually Friday night, sometimes Thursday, more than I care to admit Saturday, I begin the process by going through a few of my sources of obituaries. I always, of course, start with themusicsover.com, because we thank Vince Weekly. But after I exhaust that, then I move on to mostly just two other sources that are, as you can tell sometimes, rather completist. I bookmark every obit that from just the brief, you know, 10-word description of the person, if it sounds at all interesting to me, I bookmark it, and then I just go through everyone who has passed away in the past week, plus because not everybody, especially lesser known people, or people who are at least have been out of the public eye for a long time, those don't always show up immediately. So I always have to go back and look. I tend to look back for about a month each week. So each week I go through the previous the prior 3 weeks again, just to make sure I haven't missed anyone. And I always come up with plenty of people who would have slipped by otherwise. So I do that, and I end up, I think last night when I was done with the just grabbing all the names process, I think I had somewhere in the neighborhood of about 55 names last night that I started with. Plus, I still had a small pile left over from the previous couple of weeks. Shh, don't tell. Then I go through and I go to each and every one of those, each and every one of those obits. I open it up and I try to see what I can do with it. And if I can do something, if I determine within probably 10 minutes, I give everybody a solid 10 minutes of work. Try to figure out whether I can do anything with it. If I can't, I move on. And that's what happened last night, as happens week after week after week. Then I have a number of research sites that I use for trying to figure out if it's a musician, writer, somebody with musical credits, you know, what they worked on. And then I go to the personal library and see what I can do. It's a process. So that's what we do. Paulette tends to be there with me every step of the way. She kind of likes the obit process because I tend to be rather still during it. And then I come here and bring them to you, the listener, here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. So that's basically what we're working through. As you can tell, I probably do 50-50, you know, probably pretty close to half of all the obits that I pull every week. It's a lot, but I'm glad that we do it. So let us get back to it, because we got a lot of them here. I think I can fit all, you don't even need to know the number that I'm working with here tonight, but I think I can make it through all of this. Let's go on to the radio obituary for the animator, Fred Crippen. He's best known for producing the 1960s syndicated comedy series Roger Ramjet. But early on, he also worked on Mr. Magoo, Gerald McBoing Boing, and he also directed animation and designed for United Pictures. Fred Crippen just passed away at 90. It's a radio obituary just for him right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
He's our man, hero of our nation. For his adventures, just be sure and stay tuned to this station. Come and join us, all you kids, for lots of fun and laughter as Roger Ramjet and his men get all the crooks they're after. Roger Ramjet, he's our man, hero of our nation. For his adventures, just be sure and stay tuned to this station.
Today's episode begins in the swank but expensive apartment of Roger Ramjet, where Roger and his faithful companions of the American Eagle Squadron are watching their favorite TV show, Roger Ramjet and the American Eagle Squadron, when suddenly... Tumbling turbojets. It's a robot.
Yes, be alarmed. We are the solenoid robots from the planet Blitz. Click. We are taking over your country. You shall all become... you will become our slaves.
Palpitating propellers, Roger. How can they do that?
Very simple. We have taken control of your television frequencies. We're your friendly FCC from outer space. If you do not surrender, we shall begin showing nothing but reruns of used car commercials. We now return you to your studio for an interlude of organ music.
And sure enough, hovering high above the United States, just west of Walla Walla, the solenoid robots take control of all television stations from their spaceship.
Just a few more of these old used car commercials and the whole country will be very tired and we will take over.
But in Washington, our government isn't taking this threat lying down.
Get up, sir, The solenoid robots are taking over the country. You can't even get what's my line no more.
Is it bigger than a bread box? Wait. We'll send the Air Force to attack those rotten channel jammers.
But unbeknown to General G.I. Brassbottom, the solenoid robots have spread a magnetic force field around their ship, and neither planes, nor bullets, nor rockets, nor sticks, nor stones can penetrate it. Even the Navy with their 16-inch guns fail. And the Army can't penetrate the barrier. Even the Marines are unsuccessful.
Here's one for Noel Coward.
Can no one stop the robot attack?
Get me Roger Ramjet on the hotline.
Hey, Ramjet, there's a call for you down here on the hotline.
Roger, the robots are taking over our nation. What can we do?
Well, let me get back to you on that, sir. Well, Dan, do you have the answer yet?
I think so, Roger. We'll use a series of granulated, framostatic, polarized light rays to pierce the magnetic barrier.
It's an old trick, but it just might work. Come on, gang, let's scramble.
One for all and all for one. The Eagles fly till the job is done.
And moments later, Roger Ramjet and the American Eagles are winging their way toward the robot spaceship.
Now to break through the invisible barrier. We're through. It worked. Now to deal with these mechanical meatballs.
Roger Ramjet, you're not mad, are you?
You're through, you metal monster. I'm going to take you apart. Give me a wrench. Oh, ouch! Not that kind. That kind.
Golly, Roger, you saved our country and our beloved television.
Now we can return to Earth just in time to see that neat movie, Hoot Gibson and Who Blew My Saddle Horn.
And so ends another exciting adventure with Roger Ramjet and the American Eagles!
When Ramjet takes a proton pill, the crooks begin to worry. They can't escape their awful fate from Proton's mighty fury. Roger Ramjet, he's our man, hero of our nation. For his adventures, just be sure and stay tuned to this station. So come and join us, all you kids, for lots of fun and laughter. As Roger Ramjet and his men get all the crooks there. Roger Ramjet, he's our man, hero of our nation. For his adventures, just be sure and stay tuned to this station.
On to the radio obituary for C.K. Mann, the Ghanaian high life musician and producer. You'd think that I could have gotten high life out much easier than that. But his music career spanned over four decades. He just passed away at 81 or 82. Nobody's totally sure. It's the radio obituary for CK Man right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The radio obituary for one of the giants in the remote location recording world. I love things like this. You know I do. Robert Kooster McAllister. He was the owner and chief engineer at Record Plant Remote. He recorded hundreds of live albums and broadcasts and awards shows over his career. He started out in 1978 at the Record Plant Studios in New York City, where he was the assistant engineer working on their mobile recording units. Eventually, he moved up to chief engineer, and in 1991, he purchased the remote recording division from the Record Plant Studios to open Record Plant Remote. His credits are a crazy who's who, from classical artists including Pavarotti, going on to the Rolling Stones, Springsteen, Guns N' Roses, Prince, The Who, blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on. He also did the 94 and 99 Woodstock festivals. He did a lot of stuff. But Robert Kooster McAllister just passed away at 67. So the radio obituary just for him. Oh, gotta do this over here. Right here. At Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Good evening. Welcome to Difficult Listening Hour. The spot on your dial for that relentless and impenetrable sound of difficult music. So sit bolt upright in that straight back chair, button that top button, and get set for some difficult music. Oola. Oola. I came home today and I opened the door with my bare hands. And I said, "Hey, who tore up all my wallpaper samples? Who ate all the grapes? The ones I was saving?" And this guy was sitting there. And I said, "Hey, pal, what's going on here?" And he had this smile. And when he smiled, he had these big white teeth, like luxury hotels on the Florida coastline. And when he closed his mouth, it looked like a big star. And I said to myself, "Holy smokes, looks like some kind of guest-host relationship to me." And I said, "Hey, pal, what's going on here anyway? Who are you?" And he said, "Now, I'm the soul doctor. And you know, language is a virus from outer space. And hearing your name is better than seeing your face."
It's wonderful to be here at the St. Douglas College Convent. You have a lovely, lovely school here. Personally, I never liked school too much, to tell the truth. I went to a lot of them. I studied with these fellows, Jesuits, for quite a few years, and I almost finished with them, but something happened just towards the end. I don't want to get into it, but after I got kicked out of there, I went to this school, it's a wonderful seminary, it's called Gregorian Seminary in Rome. It was named after the very famous chant of the same name. Some people, they say the chant was the name for the school. I don't know, it's like, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg, you know. And then Vatican sent me to this school, a place called the Marconi School of Broadcasting. I went to the Reggio Calabria branch. That's the best branch. You're from a Reggio? Are you really? Amazing. Reggio, alto or basso? You know, basso, Reggio basso.